Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your
by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status and raising our standards. So glad that you could join us. Welcome. Happy Monday and all of those great things that go along with today. It's a powerful day. It's a new day. It's the first of the month. I know some people are excited for various reasons. Some of y'all might be getting a check. Some of you just may have a day off. Some of you may be moving and starting your vacation. Some of you may be getting out of the hospital. Some of you just maybe anything. It could be the first day, maybe your birthday, your anniversary, who knows? But it's a good day, no matter what day it is for you. So today we're going to talk about being empowered. We're going to talk about mentorship. We're going to talk about inspiration, and it's all about you, okay? You are the one that people are watching. You're the one that individuals are looking to. And if you're that person, then we want to make sure that you have all of the tools that you need to inspire, that you have all of the tools that you need to be great. I know that, let me make sure, I have a bad habit of having my volume turned down. So we're going to make sure, there we go, that everybody can hear me loud and clear. Awesome. Okay, we're going to do a 15-minute show today, so I'm going to get busy because we're down to 12. Okay, the topic for today is, would you want you for a mentor? Would you want to learn from you? Would you be inspired by you? Where are you in your walk with your business? No matter what you do, you don't have to do what I'm doing, but no matter what you do, you could be on a job, you could be a doctor, a lawyer, whatever, but are you an inspiration to someone, a minister or a ministry leader, evangelist, a teacher, a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, auntie, uncle, grandparent, it doesn't matter. Are you the type of person or are you the one that people can look at, listen to, and be inspired by? Are you that person? Would you want to be inspired by you? Do you inspire you to be better? Do you inspire you to move forward? So when people see you, hear you, what do they see? What do they hear? Negativity? Are you positive? Are you inspiring or do you encourage or do you tear down or do you empower? Or are you a hypocrite? You know, where are you with it? So, would you want you for a mentor? That's the question for today. So we got a few of them that are going to go along with that in order for you to be great. But those of you who are listening in, if you know somebody that might want to get on the call, we don't have long, but it's 347-850-8831 every Monday at 5:30. Same bad time, same bad channel. We're here to inspire you. That's why we're called Empowering Your Mind. We want to fix your mindset to be great. No matter what you're doing, you can sell makeup, panty girdles, lotion, let's say lotion and potions, whatever it is that you do, services of whatever kind, of whatever you do, it doesn't matter, Tupperware, you know, it doesn't matter, vacuum cleaners, T-shirts, you cut yards, you babysit, you know, whatever it is that you do, lemonade stand. I'm just naming stuff off the top of my head. So letting you know, be inspired and be empowered to be great. So a couple of questions for you. Topic for today, of course, is on inspiration. But who do you inspire? Who's watching you? Who's in your presence? Who do you know is watching you? And who don't you know is watching you? There may be an employee or an employer. There may be a child of some sort that sees you go to work every day, order your coffee, a person at the coffee stand or the donut stand or the hot dog stand or, you know, the barbecue place, or no matter what, these people are watching you. They're watching you. Individuals who are telling you that, you know, you can't do that. That's not good for you. But they see you being successful. They see you pushing through. They see you being empowered with whatever it is, and they want to know, how does she do it or how does he do it? You know, who are you? Who do you inspire? Okay? Next question. What do you expect from a mentor? What do you expect from a mentor? A lot of people, you know, you may not even know what a mentor is, but we're going to get on that in a minute. Those of us who do know, what do you expect from a mentor? A lot of us want leadership. We want to move higher. We want to grow. That person is an example of what we want. They're inspiring you to be greater and be better, okay? The definition of a mentor is an experienced or trusted advisor. So this is a person who can counsel you, can give you guidance, or maybe someone who's wealthy or successful. A lot of people look to Oprah, or some people even look to Steve Harvey. I mean, he's just, Kevin Hart's kind of coming up there, moving up the scale. A lot of people didn't, you know, just depends on who you are, basketball player, football, golf. You know, Tiger Woods at one point, Tiger Woods was big somebody. But, you know, just what type of example are you setting? Is it a teacher that you watch or you admire or respect, a professor at your college, you know, even a physician, your dentist, your eye doctor? You know, are they busy and active in the community? Are they active in your church? You know, are they part of a cause organization? These are what a mentor are to different people. They're a consultant and counselor, okay? They can train you. These are people who've done what you're trying to do, and they've already accomplished that. They may be down the road as far as success level for some people, but it's going to give you an opportunity to learn from them. And it's usually an older person. But there are young people these days who are becoming doctors and lawyers and whatever else these days at a very, very young age. And they're inspiring younger people to be more successful. The president, you know, even some of these candidates, there's some people looking up to them, as crazy as some of them may be. Someone is looking up to them, you know. So who do you inspire? What do you expect from that mentor? And now that we understand what a mentor is, now you have an opportunity to look for someone. Someone may pop into your mind. Write their name down. Make the connection. Call them. See if they can help you. John Maxwell. These are individuals that I'm thinking of. Eric Worre, Les Brown, George Frazier. These are people who people look up to. They're alive and well. Jim Rohn is an amazing someone, but he can be my mentor because of the audio and digitals that he's left behind. But I cannot physically go and talk to him. You know, he's gone on to wherever he is. We have to believe that who we are now and who is in our presence, God has placed in your life for a reason, okay? So be excited about what you have coming up. You may be the one that inspires someone to not take their life. You know, someone may be sitting around right now. Pastor told us and shared with us a little girl, 8 years old, went into her closet, found a belt, and hung herself. They tried to save her, but it just was no success. 8 years old. What type of pressure of this world? What happened to that little girl to where she did not want to live anymore? Her eight people. There are people who are 58, 38, 48 who are confused and upset and frustrated and complaining about their lives. But this 8 year old's life was so traumatic, or something had happened, or they just found no will to live. Could it have been the things that are on the news, people shooting up folks and killing people for no reason, people that they were supposed to be inspired by, encouraged by, protected by, or killing people for no reason? This is what these children are seeing. So what are we teaching our kids? To the point where they just don't want to be here. There's something wrong with that picture. What do you want you for a mentor? You know, what are you teaching your children? Are you teaching them to hate? Are you teaching them to that there are some races that you're superior? You know, what are we teaching our kids? Teaching them to push forward and to be great. Come on now. We need to learn to inspire them in more ways than one. We need to give them something to be excited about, okay? How powerful is your life? How powerful are your words? To whoever was around that little girl, 8 years old, what type of individuals were around her? What were the words that were being said? What were some lifestyles that were being led? What were some things that she was exposed to? I'm not blaming those individuals, but I'm just asking questions for us. That's an eye-opener. That's something that we need to take heed to. We need to look at that. We need to pay attention to that. What was it that was so major in her life that happened to her so traumatically, so badly, that she said, there is no will left in me to live. I'm out of here. I do not. Eight years old. A child who had all of her life ahead of her, but she, instead of pushing through and doing, she maybe didn't have someone around her praying. Maybe she didn't, whatever the case may be. I can only guess. But ladies and gentlemen, eight, committing suicide, that's something we need to pay attention to. Our children do not even want to live in this world. So something is wrong with that. We need to be greater. We need to be better. We need to be empowered. Leading by example is very, very important. So let's show up for others. Let's show up for these kids. Let's be organized with our day. Let's have a plan, a strategy. Let's be loyal to one another and committed to whatever it is we do, whether it's a job or whether you have a business. You be loyal to your team. Be loyal to your family, your friends. Be loyal to the individuals who are around you, your coworkers, your employees, your employers. Be loyal. And get to work for you. Don't wait on somebody else to do it for you. God has a plan prepared for you. He wants you to be successful. He loves you so much, and he wants you to experience the peace that he has for us. That's John 3:16. I'm going through some steps, ladies and gentlemen, running out of time. But I want you to understand how important your life is. The problem of what we have is separation. Separated from God is a sin. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be in his presence. We're all going to fall short of the glory, and that's Romans 3:23. But to thrive and continue to be better, who are you to someone else? How important is your life? God's love is the bridge. It is the gap between him and us. Christ's death on the cross was the penalty for our sins, and that's 1 Peter 2:24. We need to follow the plan that God has for us, a path, and the main thing is the salvation that God has for us. Let's get in his presence. Let's trust God. Leaders, pastors, churches, counselors, Christians, Romans 10:10, we need to be ready to study and teach God's words, 2 Timothy 2:15. We need to be able to show people love. We need Jesus. We need the Lord. Join a church or get into a Bible study group, something. But be inspired to be better. And who are you mentoring? Would you want you for a mentor? I'm Madeline Bass. This has been Empowering Your Mind, and I pray you have a wonderful evening. Be wonderful. Be great.
Have you dreamed of starting your own business? Where would you start? How would you promote it? My name is Madeline Bass, and I'm the founder of So Real with Madeline, where we inspire you to turn a dream into a vision. Allow us to assist you in polishing your craft. Learn to build your own website. Learn the language of marketing, branding, which is exposing you. Go to events. Mingle with others who are like-minded. Experience network marketing in a new and positive way. Also, find out how you can get a free, powerful fundraiser for your church, 501c3, or a cause organization. Text Empowering Your Mind to 55255 and let us expose and empower you today.